Former President Jimmy Carter's in Cuba for a private visit. It's the first time a U.S. president has stepped on Cuban soil since Fidel Castro assumed power. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports Carter arrived in Havana yesterday to a warm welcome.
It was one of the rare occasions in which Cuba has played the United States national anthem at a public ceremony. Carter, after touching down on the tarmac in Havana, thanked Cuban President Fidel Castro for his invitation in Spanish. With his wife Rosalyn at his side, Carter said he looked forward to seeing firsthand Cuba's successes in healthcare and education.
También apreciamos la oportunidad de reunirnos con el presidente Castro.
Also, we appreciate the chance to meet with President Castro, he said, as well as eight members of the government and representatives of religious groups and others. Those others are Cuban human rights activists and dissidents, groups Cuba does not officially recognize. But Carter has become one of the world's most respected human rights advocates. So before whisking him away in an old Russian model limousine, Castro repeated a promise he'd made from the start. His former adversary would be free to meet with anyone on the island. We will facilitate communication between you and our people, Castro said, so that you can express to them anything you want, whether or not we agree with part or all of what you say. Castro went on to say he hadn't invited Carter for political gain, but the former president's presence here is bound to boost Castro's image, especially at home. When Carter accepted this invitation, he re-entered a decades-old battle over U.S. policy towards Cuba, isolation versus engagement. On one side, farm state congressmen have urged Carter to express his personal anti-embargo position. Meanwhile, Cuban exiles have lobbied Carter to condemn Cuba's human rights record. The United States government wants Carter to push Castro on democratic reforms. But yesterday afternoon, President Carter remained silent, receiving applause from Cubans and tourists as he walked through Old Havana, the newly restored colonial section of the city. Carter popped into the cathedral and galleries and stopped to bob his head a bit to the sounds of a live band. Without exception, Cubans looking on said they were pleased Carter was here. Virma Dolid is a grandmother who lives in Old Havana. She calls his visit important.
En realidad, Carter era uno de los presidentes que menos problemas nos ocasionó, ¿no?
In reality, Carter is one of the presidents who caused Cuba the fewest problems. It's a good move, and we support our government's decision. How could we not? We hope the president sees how we Cubans are living.
Dolid blames the 40-year-old U.S. economic embargo for the island's desperate financial straits. Carter's visit caught many Americans in Havana by surprise. One tourist, who would only give his name as Steve, said he's skeptical Carter's visit will soften the standoff between the U.S. and Cuba.
Well, I'd like to think that it would actually somehow normalize relations between two hostile countries, one being anti-dictator and the other one being anti-democracy. But I don't see any way that the two will come together over those two political ideologies.
When asked if he had a U.S. visa to be in Cuba, Steve hedged.
Does any American have a visa to be here?
Most of the tens of thousands of Americans visiting Cuba each year come illegally. On May 20th, President George W. Bush is expected to announce his new policy toward Cuba, which could include cracking down on the Steves of the world. That would deliver yet another economic blow to Castro's regime. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana, Cuba.